Building blocks.
The creation and sustenance of life required certain materials and conditions. Earth, due to both the circumstances of its formation and its self-assured, laid-back charm, happened to have these in abundance. With this fortunate situation, life on Earth was as varied as Mexican food. Basically, the same few ingredients recombined in infinite yet extremely delicious permutations.
Water.
H2O was a fickle necessity. Too cold and it winds up wrapping mile-thick ice around its microbes before they can coalesce into anything interesting. Too hot, and it's no more fertile an environment than the steam room at the Friars Club. Luckily, Earth was located in the so-called Goldilocks zone, perfectly positioned to steal nourishment from the adorable baby bear that is our universe.
DNA.
DNA was the genetic blueprint in every cell of every living thing that contained precise instructions on how to make the next generation. We came to rely on DNA tracing to help us understand who we really were, often receiving the results during the Maury Povich show.
Sunlight.
Earth's original energy source, sunlight fueled plants' photosynthesis process, which converted CO2 to oxygen. Over eons, this made Earth's environment more hospitable to higher forms of animal life, some of which would go on to develop horrible skin cancer from too much sunlight. Well played, son. Well played.
The primordial soup.
The banquet of life began with the soup, specifically the primordial soup, the chemical ingredients that, when cooked correctly, produced the first spark of organic activity. The recipe for this soup was first conceived some 3.5 billion years ago, and in 1999 it was patented and kicked up a notch by Chef Emeril Lagasse.
Flora.
If you happen to encounter a life form that's greenish, can't chase you, and doesn't say much, that is a plant. These hardy beings ruled the Earth for billions of years until the advent of animals and their invention of salad. Though stupid, plants were attractive, aromatic, nutritious, and skilled in the production of oxygen. We spent a lot of our time trying to mow them down.
Fauna.
If you meet a life form that is moving around on its own, it's either an evil vine, out for revenge, or an animal. Animals were considered higher life forms than plants, advanced enough to have differentiated tissue and mature enough to handle sex. It's very hard to generalize about animals, partly because they're also different, and partly because we can't be sure which ones we took with us to the grave. But if all you're finding are cockroaches and rats, well, leave it to us to have destroyed every single animal, except the two we most wanted dead.
Evolution.
The manner by which life originated and developed on Earth was a matter of some debate for us. Scientists believed it required a long, slow process of natural genetic change called evolution. As evidence, they pointed to every bit of relevant data ever gathered. Many others rejected the notion that man descended from monkeys as distasteful, believing instead that life and the cosmos itself was created by one or more gods. As evidence, they pointed to themselves believing it. You'll probably just end up teaching the controversy.